the Irish green, and look at the move he's making down to the inside. He moves to the front with the fifth all the way to the lead in lap one. Walsh takes win number two.
Peter.
Walsh. All right, ladies and gents, it is back with Formula One. Round three, Australia, down under, baby. Down under. There's been a mixed reaction before we get into it, guys. A bit to talk about today. We're going to go for an onboard lap, should I say, our usual. We're going to look at the track. We're going to break it down. We're going to find where the most important corner is on the track. And we're going to go through F1 news, of course. Let's check that out. We're going to go through the table, the Drivers' Championships results so far. Who's looking good for Australia and who's going to look good for these type of tracks? And just in general, who's going to be looking good for the rest of the year? Now, it's been a bit of an up and down year, hasn't it really? Whereas some people are thinking it's very boring. But then a lot of people are thinking that there's a lot of backroom drama going on here. Which is fucking true. I mean, Jesus Christ, the drama that's been unfolding here. The only thing that's annoyed me is the Christian Horner thing, because, like, there's rumors, okay? And everybody can enjoy a good rumor, but when it's something that it can actually break you, like destroy your marriage, destroy your career, that's when things are really fucking bad. And I wasn't a fan of Christian Horner. Now I'm big fan. I my whole heart goes out to that man. Now, at the end of the day, if he did actually fucking do what people were saying, now that's a different story, but we don't have any evidence. Jesus, you see, look, I'm going on about it again. Fucking hell. What's wrong with me? I can't let it go. Jesus, Lord, fuck. I tell you, lads, some people just... Where do they get these rumors? How do they fucking start? And why Christian Horner? Why him? Why not... Like, well, no, actually, I wouldn't say anybody, but, like, if you'd think that Max Verstappen would be a big target now, right? And by the way, I'm not saying he should have, no, but the fact that he's champion, you know, and he's dominating, and he's going to be hard to take down this year again, you'd be thinking a guy like him would be taking a bit of flack here now. So it's very strange that it's Christian Horner, not anybody else. But I've enjoyed the start of the Formula One season this year. And we're back in Australia. I love this track. I think it's a great one. It's not very challenging in terms of... It's good rhythm, good momentum to the track. There's a bit of a flow to the track, which is nice. It helps definitely to be smooth around here. Now we'll go check out the track now in just a few moments. But let's have a look, guys, at the championship. So, in fact, if you're watching on YouTube, let me bring it up for you here, shall I? Let me see. Number two, camera. And here we go. So, you've got Maxi Boy. He's on 51 points in first. Sergio, the teammate, is on 36 points. Charles Leclerc in the Ferrari on 28 points. George Russell in the Mercedes on 18 points. And who else do we have? Carlos Sainz, Ferrari, on 15 points in 6th. Even though we're going to talk about him in a minute, his appendicitis, poor bastard. Fernando Alonso in 7th on 12 points. Lando Norris in 8th. McLaren for 12 points also. Hamilton coming in 9th on 8 points, and we've got Behrman in the Ferrari on 6 points. And in fairness, Oliver Behrman, he'd a great race last time out. Yeah, it was only a 7th, but still, look, he's not up to speed. Well, he's just simply not up to fucking speed. He's just not getting enough driving time. You see, this is the problem. And that's to be very fair to the guy. I mean, the guy hasn't raced here. He's fucking reserve driver, he's getting fuck all driving seat time. So, of course, he's going to struggle a little bit, right? So, look, he brought a result back to the table, Oliver Bearman and Ferrari. I think he's a good replacement. Absolutely. He got the job done for Ferrari. If I was the team, I'd certainly be looking and hoping the guy can finish in the top five this time. Right, so we'll, if again, we don't know if he actually is driving or not. Now, guys, this is at the start of the week here, right? So I've pre-recorded this one. But still, we should have heard something by now, and we haven't. Now, does that mean we're assuming Carlos Sainz is back? Are we assuming Bearman is starting here? So, yeah, well, we'll find out anyway as we go along for the weekend, of course. But I certainly would love to see Bearman back in the seat again. Just adds to it, doesn't it? You know, what can he do here? What can he do for the rest of his time, you'd say, in that car? Obviously, Carlos Sainz will want to be getting back soon enough. And especially with the fact that he's got the boot for 2025, the poor bastard. But I feel bad for him. And apparently, like appendicitis, you can... Oh, God, man, it sounds horrendous. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I've heard that you can die from appendicitis, poor bastard. And let's see, have a look. One of the biggest stories of the race weekend in Saudi Arabia was the impressive debut of Ferrari reserve driver Oliver Bearman. So, of course, yeah, he replaces Sainz. Sainz was struggling with illness for a number of days, but still completed Thursday's two practice sessions before he was diagnosed with appendicitis and underwent surgery on the Friday morning, ruling him out for the rest of the weekend. Okay, well, I mean, if he's going through surgery, is it a, you know, slap the Band-Aid on and 24 hours, 48 hours later, you're okay again? That I don't know. Now they're saying here, Bearman proved himself to be a worthy replacement last minute with a strong performance despite his lack of preparation and a return of 6 points. But they don't say, let's have a look there, guys. I'm just double checking now that we can get an update on this. And whether it's Bearman or Sainz in the car again in Melbourne will be a great source of interest. With Sainz having started the season so well with an opening podium in Bahrain, the Spaniard will be keen to get back into the car as soon as he can. Well, of course, but Jesus. So it's obviously not a 24-hour, 48-hour turnaround when you've got appendicitis. I mean, surely, like, you know, they're saying that if you can fucking die from it, well, it's going to obviously be fucking serious enough, right? Like, duh, if anything. So hopefully Carlos will be okay. Again, guys, I wouldn't try and speak educatedly now on appendicitis. I don't know the ins and outs, so I'm going to avoid that one. But, you know, I think a lot of people would actually be quite happy to see Bearman come back for this round. It makes things interesting. It makes things interesting. And he brought some points to the table already. So I'd like to see him back. I would definitely like to see him back. That's for sure. So guys, the track itself, shall we take a look? And we'll go through some more news there in just a few. But the circuit stats, okay, it is a 5.2 kilometer racetrack. There's going to be 58 laps, race distance 306. The lap record, well, we won't pay attention to that too much. It's Sergio Perez in last year on a 120.235. Now, guys, I'm going to say corner 6 is the most important corner on the track. Because from corner 6, you go through 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to 11. In my eyes, you've got 5 corners right there that... Okay, some are actually just flat-out corners. Some of them you've got to slow down, right? But we'll show it on the onboard there in just a few moments. But from 6, if you keep that momentum up coming out of that corner, all the way from 7, 8, 9, 10, down to 11, that's a nice long run where you can, I personally think, you'd be able to get a 2/10, especially because from your run coming out of 6, I think 9 and 10 is very, very important to have the balance on the car. You've got to have direction change with that car. It's got to be smooth. And if you just carry it down a little bit more, you can. I think you can gain 2/10 down here quite easy. Now, they should be all over the fucking track anyway. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they should be the top drivers in the whole world. So therefore, they should be able to keep the revs up and the momentum going through all the other corners. And why wouldn't they, right? You'd think that's exactly what they should be doing. But not all of them do. Okay? So that's the thing. But corner 6, that's where it's at. Now, I've personally never been to Melbourne, the track. But, I know how to break down a track by looking at it. And, you see, the thing is, for a race driver, you've got to know your shit before you get to the track itself. Now, yes, of course, you can have the data and telemetry where the engineers have had other drivers or they've raced there before in different cars, and they know the track, right? They know that, oh, turn 6, or that's more important, this is more important. But the problem is, you're limited for track time here too. So you need to be, the moment you put on your helmet at the on the practice one, on the Friday, you've got to be fucking on the ball. You've got to be on it. So you don't have any time to be fucking around. You need to know the information before you get there. And that's the way I'd be looking at that. And quite honestly, it makes all the sense in the world. Corner 6, you keep the momentum up. You keep the speed all the way down to turn 11. And in general, they need to be keeping the track smooth anyway. It's one of those tracks that if you keep the rhythm up, it'll benefit you, no two ways about it, all the way across the whole track. The whole lap, should I say. And here we go, guys. On board, we're going to use Max Verstappen's pole lap from 2023, the glorious Albert Park. Let's go. Down the nice long straight from 8th into 5th. Gets on that curb on the left-hand side coming out of the bend. Very important because you can carry the speed all the way up this straight, guys. Even though it's an easy straight. Braking hard now. Just touching the curb on the right. But look at the car. It's on rails. It's unbelievable, this Red Bull. My lord. Down the straight now. Here we go. Up to the most important corner. Turn 6. Get this right. Get on the curb. There he does. Perfectly done. Gets on the curb on the left. Now he's carrying that speed all the way down from turn 6, all the way down this long straight. Two easy kinks on the right, followed by this kink on the left. Here we go, the left and right. Look at that transition. That's what he has to really be focusing on there as well. The transition is so important going through that quick left and right. Braking hard now. Keeping the speed up though, which is very tough there. Using that curb, which definitely helps. Carrying that speed into that right-hander. Hard braking out to this left. And for the last corner, just throw the car in and use that curb on the left-hand side coming out. And it's a pole position lap for Verstappen. All right, guys. So that was the track. What do we think? It's kind of a cool track, isn't it? It really is. You know, it's nice atmosphere. You know, I think for a driver, it would definitely be a very cool track to visit. And any of my Australian overseas visitors, whether it's on YouTube or our audio, first of all, love you guys. Thanks for listening and watching. But hopefully you can get to the Australian Grand Prix this weekend. Hopefully it's not too far away from you. I know Australia is a huge place. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, fingers crossed for you guys, because the weather's still great down there. It should be great down there, right? Maybe I'm off on that one, so forgive me. But it always looks like a great track anyway. Now, I know, I think we're visiting Melbourne maybe at the wrong month normally, isn't it? Am I right on that one? Not sure. Anyway. It should be a great weekend, guys, and I think if the track is going to be good weather, the racetrack is going to be fast, I think we could have one or two big crashes on lap one, which, hey, look, it's always great to watch. Let's cut the bullshit here. And I think prediction time. Yeah, you know what I'm about to say, right? I suck at predictions. However, I would have to say, oh boy. See, I just don't know if Ferrari are going to have an edge around here at all. For some reason, something is telling me McLaren this weekend. And I can't put my finger on it. No, fuck it. I'm going to go with Verstappen and Red Bull. I still think they have the edge. I still think they have the edge this weekend. I think we're going to have Verstappen put it on pole, Perez off pole, Leclerc third. That's what I'll go. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with them over McLaren. And then for the race win, I could see Verstappen doing it, Perez second. No. Unless something happens now where Perez gets a great pit stop and they actually give him the equipment. Whereas if that happens, you never know. He's due a win, Perez. So he is. But I could see Verstappen taking the win this weekend. This weekend, I think I could. I think I could. So yeah. I think that's what's going to happen, guys. Verstappen for the win, Perez second, and ooh, who will we go with? Who we go with now for third? I call Leclerc. Yeah. Even though I'm getting more positive and optimistic about McLaren's race pace, not Ferrari. Ferrari are definitely quicker, but McLaren seem more solid. Anyway, let's go with Leclerc for now. Ferrari in third. Yeah, let's go with Ferrari in third. Definitely. And I think, oh, and Jacques Clear, the engineer from Ferrari, I've never seen anything better than that. Oh, on his debut. Really? That's a lot of bollocks, right? Why would he say that? Jacques Clear, good engineer, guys. He was with Villeneuve before as well. And I think didn't Villeneuve and himself win the championship back in 98 up against Schumacher at Jerez that weekend? Great, great, great engineer, but I certainly wouldn't be going this far now with saying that. What did he say? I've never seen anything better than that. Get the fuck out of here. Schumacher was better on his opening debut. Then again, he's running him. Okay. Fair enough. Right, okay. So guys, I think we're going to wrap it up there. And I think it's going to be interesting. I think we'll have loads of drama to talk about on Monday morning. So of course, guys, we'll be back after the Australian Grand Prix on the Monday morning. And we'll be doing a whole highlights show. Hopefully a lot to talk about. Something tells me we will. Good Lord. So yeah, we're going to leave it for there, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back on Monday morning. Ciao!
Walsh running the Irish green, and look at the move he's making down to the inside. Moves to the front with the fifth all the way to the lead in lap one. Walsh takes win number two.
Peter. Walsh.